Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, yo, peace family. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And you know who I am, Rigel.
Hotep family, Barry Downey, Happy Kwanzaa, Aslam Alaikum, Brother Mufasa, a.k.a. Brother Montoya.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio, back again, y'all, for another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. We got a great show lined up. This is the last show of 2019. We closing out this decade from 2010 to 2020. So, yeah, this should be a fun show, y'all. As always, Collective Minds family, give us a call. Let us know some of your top stories of the week. Not of the week, of the year. You feel me? We go talk about the top stories of the year, go through some of our past shows for the year, and just kind of recap 2019 as we head into 2020. And, you know, 2020 is that clear vision. So, you know, we trying to clear things up and get everything straight as we head into the new year. But as always, before we get started, Queen Rigel and my brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all got any announcements for us?
No announcements for me, and another great, wonderful week. Another one, and I'm very happy and thankful.
Another one. All right, y'all.
And another one.
Hey.
All right, Brother Mufasa, what's up? How was your week? And any announcements for us?
Week went well. All good. Got a chance to see some good friends and family. You know, it's holiday season. So everything is everything, you know. As far as the announcements go, love your family. Love yourself in 2020. And, you know. Let's have a great year. Let's have a great 2020. Let's do it together, fam.
Yes, indeed. I'm with it. Yeah, so I just want to say, you know, congratulations if you're on the line and if you can hear this, you know, and you was able to make it, you know, through or to 2020. You dig what I'm saying? You should pat yourself on the back. You are a legend. Feel me? Because we all here, you know, dig what I'm saying? We all can breathe. We all can see. We all can, you know, just enjoy, you know, this life that we've been blessed to have. So congratulations to everybody that made it thus far. And, you know, we hope your future is just as prosperous. You feel me? And then also now, before we get into the shows, we've been keeping up with the homicide rates for the city of St. Louis. Now I have just been doing the city.
Right. Speaking
so
of making it to the new year.
Yeah, so we know when it comes to the county, this number is a lot higher. But as I look at the website, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department of Homicides, as of December 27th, which today is the 29th, so this is 2 days ago, there were still 193 homicides, according to the City of St. Louis Police Department website.
Oh, yeah, they ain't uploaded yet.
Yeah, so as of the 27th, so we still under 20, which even if it gets to 200, that's still a lot. But the last time, well, in the last couple of years, in 2017, it was 205 homicides. So we're still under that. We might hit it, might not. We got a couple more days to see. But we are hovering right around that 200, you know, homicide mark. Now, I do want to juxtapose this to the city of Baltimore, because they actually had 343 murders this year, according to the Baltimore Sun. So, you know, St. Louis, again, our population is, has kind of dropped in the last few years, but we're sitting around 200 murders. Baltimore has about 343 murders for 2019. Thus far. So,
what about Chicago?
Yeah, that is a lot. Chicago. Let me see. Let me get that stat, because that's the next one. Okay, let me see. Let me see if I get this real quick. But yeah, bear with us, family. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We are doing a recap of the year's events, and we go run down the shows as well. So give us a call, 929-477-1697. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, bro.
Hold on.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Go ahead.
I'm saying, you still digging.
No, okay.
You
okay,
still digging it up.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Shot and killed in Chicago year to date, 457. Yeah, 450.
Now, I'm sure that that's
killed.
The city, though, or that's probably as a whole.
I think that's just the city, because we got to remember Chicago has a population of, I believe, about 4 or 5 million people. So I think that's the I think that's the entire city of Chicago. So it looks around 450 some murders. Wow, which is a lot.
Pretty sad.
Yep. So yeah. You know, moving right along, though. Did you want to say something, brother, Mufasa?
No, I was just going to say, if you ain't have it, I'm ready to run down these shows, bro.
Okay, yeah. Yes, indeed. Let's go ahead and get it.
Ready to go
we
in.
Running down
we got,
the show.
We got a lot.
20. Yeah, we got a lot. So let's go on, run down, and hit the shows. We'll make a couple quick comments, try to keep them to a minute or two, and, you know, give our thoughts, and then we'll bring the callers in. You know, maybe around a midpoint or something. So, yeah,
okay.
Let's go and do it.
Well, first off, let me start by thanking our guests and listeners again, the guests who called in and joined us this year. Thanks for our listeners who listened in. So let's run it down. If, you know, we can probably refresh y'all memories on some of these shows too and some of these events. So first, we started off 2019. With a rough situation, one that's dear to my heart, was R. Kelly. We did our first show on January the 6th. Oh. What are your thoughts on this documentary, Surviving R. Kelly? And we followed it up the following week, because we went in so hard about on that, we had to do a part two on Robert, my boy Robert.
Mm.
So we did two shows on Kelly. Let's see. Then we followed up the third week with building the wall worth the government being shut down, because that was the controversy with Trump wanting to get that wall built around the country. You know,
that's
backlash
right.
about
that's
that.
Right.
People was peed off about that. Then we did Is Masculinity under attack. Under attack.
Mm.
So y'all got any thoughts on them four right there, Kelly? The wall is masculinity under attack.
Yeah, with the with the Kelly thing, it's just so crazy because that documentary actually led to him being arrested, which that just goes to show that the only court that matters is the court of public opinion. And since that, you know, a lot has been going on. The brother has been locked up. They bring new charges on him every day. They drain in his bank account. So, you know, it's not looking good for Robert, you know, so there's still more to come with them. And then as far as the I forgot about the government shutdown thing. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the masculinity under attack. Yeah, we did a few shows kind of centered around that, how the gay agenda has really stepped this game up this year. So, you know, I'll save my comments for summer on down the line and let Raiju go.
No, I'd rather wait and touch on some other ones, too, because my opinions really haven't changed much since when it comes to those.
Well, I'm going to say still, like I said then, hands off Robert. And masculinity is definitely still under attack. So after we rolled through with them four, we had an uncut and uncensored open discussion. Y'all have to pull that one up and check that out. I can't remember what we was arguing about, but I'm sure we was fussing about something because we titled it Uncut and Uncensored. So after that, we went into, we had a show about what are your thoughts on the State of the Union Address and overall politics for 2020. Then we did a show about how do you feel about Floyd Mayweather supporting the Gucci store after that blackface scandal, crying shame that the brother's mind is washed on that. And after that, we did a show called Do You Think St. Louis City Will Merge with St. Louis County? That was a thing that was going on with a group organization called Better Together, where the talks was trying to bring the city and county together. That fell apart. So you guys want to comment on any one of those?
So that's still no longer in pursuit.
That's no longer in pursuit.
Or they
you're
saying
they
giving up on that?
Yeah,
they
crashed and burned, right?
Last and burned. Yep. Last and burned.
Right. So Floyd still being Floyd. You know, I already said I ain't too happy with him.
Yeah, yeah. On the Floyd thing, you know. Cause, you know, I think Floyd's a good guy. I think he let the amount of material things and money he has. Yeah, well, you know, but Floyd ain't no Jeffrey Dahmer, but
of course
he does things, and he has a lot of antics. But you know, that's still our brother. And you know, we just gotta. It should be somebody around him imparting some wisdom and upliftment, and you know, kindness around a brother.
That was nice.
But
that was nice.
I don't want to go too hard on a brother, but you know, it's just certain things you do have to pick a side in these days and times. And unfortunately, it seemed like Floyd was kind of on the other side or on the fence. But I think at the end of the day, he know where he's standing. And, you know, it'll just be a matter of time before he may get a wake-up call. And then he'll be looking for, you know, the community to support him once again. So,
well, that was nice of y'all.
You know, I want to come through.
He one step away from being a coon, but that's Brother Mufasa. So, moving on.
Right.
We did a show entitled The Truth About Reparations for Black Americans. That's been an ongoing topic of discussion over the past year or so with the ADOS movement. And then we jumped into, in the following week, we jumped into Genesis 15:13, a prophecy for Black Americans. We did a part one and a part two of that. We had a two guests on. One was Minister Donald, representing the Nation of Islam. He came on in the first show. And in the second show, we had Christian Pastor, Pastor Steve, came on and gave us his thoughts on it. That prophecy is
Pastor Jones. Black
Americans. Pastor Jones, my bad. Pastor Jones.
Pastor Jones.
So then we did, and then we followed up with the assassination of Nipsey Hussle.
Right.
That was a big story.
Because the previous week, actually, he had got shot on March 31st, which is a Sunday, and there was breaking news after one of those shows, you know, where I had let the family know what had just happened, and I was like, you know, it wasn't looking good according to the reports, and come to find out, you know, the brother made the transition, he ascended, and I think that was probably my top, well, in my top three of biggest stories of the year. Because the way, you know, when he got shot, the way things reverberated as far as the ripple effect and how many people got affected, even people that wasn't familiar with his music, because, again, it wasn't really about the music per se, even though I was a fan. But most people were, you know, they didn't really know him like that because he only dropped one album. But the effect that his death had on people, they had his funeral at the Staples Center, which was big. You know, they had a parade through L.A. Like, it was just a huge moment in 2019. And that goes to show the impact that the brother was making, not just musically, again, but just in general. You know, most people, well, everybody pretty much had good things to say about him, stand-up dude. You know, like anybody, he was in the human flesh. So, yeah, did he make mistakes? Of course, like we all do. But, you know, he was always trying to make amends and do right by people, from what I understand or from what I've seen, you know, from the outside. So that's one of my top three biggest stories of 2019, you know. So.
Yeah, it was a good show. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. I enjoyed the Genesis conversations just as well. So after we finished up that one, the Nipsey Hussle, we came back the next week. This was an interesting show for me as well. It was entitled, "Is the MGTOW Movement on the Rise?" And if y'all don't know what MGTOW means, that's men going their own way. You have to Google that up. We had a interesting guest, Brother Zen, one of our Collective Minds alumni, was on with that show. So that was an interesting topic.
Yeah,
we followed that show up with, "Is the Missouri Army National Guard the answer to crime in St. Louis?" Because it's like Brother Kev was saying earlier, doing those numbers, you know, we've had a lot of murders and the crime rate has been, you know, it's up as usual here in the city of St. Louis. And there was talks about bringing the National Guard in to help resolve some of those situations. So after that, we followed up with, "Why was Minister Louis Farrakhan banned from Facebook and Instagram?" They banned my minister. Haters. Straight haters.
Mm.
Hating on the minister. So you know that was one of my favorites as well. That right there. Because that hit home. So
right.
Where y'all stand on those right there? My brother, my sister.
Queen Raji, you want to go?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you got on the MGTOW? You remember the MGTOW, the men going their own way?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's an interesting organization. I mean, I wouldn't recommend anybody to join it, but I guess if you must be a part of that movement, then hey, so be it. If you feel like it's something that's going to help you and save you, then hey, I guess by all means. But I would recommend to try something else first. There's a lot of other things that you can probably try before you get to that point. But hey, I wish them all the best.
If you need a support group, brothers, if you've been burned, check into the MGTOW movement. It might be something there for you.
Right,
yeah. I wish them all the best.
Right, my thing with that is, you know, men going their own way. Where are men going without women? That's my thing. Like, I'm not trying to go. If it ain't no women there, I'm not trying to go. I'm sorry. So, you know, men going their own way, hey, if y'all want to do that, knock yourself out. As far as Brother Kev go, if it ain't
most
no women going, he's not going.
Most
so,
of us,
you know,
is. I'm just playing.
Hey.
He's happily married.
Right.
Men
back
going
in
their
day,
own
but,
way, own, alone,
they going
by themselves, their own
without
way,
women.
They own way.
How they gonna do that?
So yes, indeed.
So
rolling
you know.
Into May, we had a show about which was titled "How Do You Feel About States in America Passing Strict Anti-Abortion Laws?" That was something that went down this year across the board.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we had a show about, which was a part two, the truth about reparations for Black Americans. We did another show about reparations situation. Then we had a show entitled "What Is the Importance of Self Love." We had a guest on. I believe that was a Tiny TKO that came on and blessed us with some information.
Right.
So, yes, so we enjoyed indeed. It. That was a good healing show. And we just came across another one of my favorites. Does the Nation of Islam have the best program for Black people? And Brother Mufasa says, hands down, still yes. Ain't no program, no plans like it. It's the best thing popping for Black people in America. We all should be on the ship. So where do y'all stand on those? Does the Nation of Islam the best program for Black people? The importance of self-love. Part two on the reparations for Blacks. And those anti-abortion laws, which ended up closing down, I think, a couple of clinics too, correct?
Did close down for a minute. I think they may be back open, but, yeah, they did close down for a minute. As far as the nation having the best plan, I think they do have I think the nation does have a great plan for Black people. My thing always come back to the religious aspect. I don't think we all have to be a part of a religion in order to, to get justice as far as Black people go. I think, you know, we can do our own thing, but still adhere to, you know, some type of code of conduct, which I know the nation has a great code of conduct that they lay out, you know, for the brothers and sisters. So I think a lot of that can be implemented. As far as our behavior goes, you know what I'm saying? That can be corrected. So, that's kind of where I stand. I think it is a great plan, but I don't know if we necessarily have to adhere to a certain religion, you know, to get justice.
Yeah.
But
I heard that from quite a few people. But it seems like a lot of people have issues with that, you know, with the religion of Islam. So, yeah, if you guys, any of these shows we named up, you can always go back in archives and check those out, listen to them, and, you know, make your own decision. So,
I think with that goes, I mean, if you need to use it as a stepping stone, you know, then use it as a stepping stone. But I think as far as, like, the group thing, you know, I think we should be more individualized than trying to identify so tough with being a part of a group. I think that sets too many restrictions and boundaries to the true development of humans and human nature. So I think if a person needs to use it as a stepping stone to elevate themselves to get to a higher level and a higher, you know, get closer to their purpose and destiny, then by all means, but at some point, I think if you are truly a seeker, you will eventually grow beyond a group anyway. I can't see you not doing that. So that's my stance.
Ooh, Sister Ryder, she almost baited me into another debate on that topic. But I'm going to have to move on. I'm going to let that go.
Stay strong, brother. Move on.
So the following week, we did breaking down the psychology behind the Cincy Park 5 case. And we had Dr. Umar Johnson, who came on and blessed the show with some information. Of course, we did our open discussion the following week. Then we followed up with, are humans naturally monogamous or polygamous? That was a favorite show of mine as well, because we've had polygamy discussions before on here. Back in 2017, we did a couple of shows about being poly. So that was a good show. I enjoyed that one as well. Give me 1 second here. Let me flip to this next page. Family. Okay.
Yes, indeed. While you're doing that real quick, if you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are doing a recap of 2019, going through the shows. We'll get to the call lines here in a second. Just bear with us. I think we're at the halfway point. So we go continue to go through the shows, run through them, and then you can give us a call with, your top shows or news events for the year. Go ahead, brother.
All right. So then we followed up with a good show. Does dark-skinned black girls marry less than lighter-skinned black girls? I believe. Didn't we have a guest on for that show, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
It's gotten past me. But that was an interesting conversation as well. It was based off of a couple of articles that two sisters had wrote up that we had came across. So one of them came on and discussed that with us. So that was interesting show as well. And then we came back the next week with a show entitled, What Would You Do If You Caught Your Teenage Daughter Having Sex? Now, that invoked some, I don't even know what to call it. I don't want to say nothing too rough. As they say, the daddy really came out in me, man. I didn't really appreciate thinking about that, but it is what it is. What would you do if you caught your teenage daughter having sex? So, what y'all, want to say anything real quick on those four shows?
I'll let Roger go.
Well, as far as that concerned, that having sex, I mean, it's still the same situation. You just have to deal with the child. You're going to have to, also, I think you'll have to really look towards yourself, too, to see, so you'll know how to fix the problem, because we have to know, ask yourself as a parent, okay, where did I go off? Where did I go wrong? Because remember, also with this topic, it also segued into us discussing a pre-discussion. Anyway, I don't know if we did a show about it. Parenting and things like that. So I think that kind of segues in that. So
right.
I think you have to, look at yourself as a parent, too, so you'll know how to, at least find the right way to try to fix the problem. Correct the things that we may have done wrong as the parent in order to try to help correct the child. But another segue, I'm for whoopings. If you need to, get the whooping, I'm with that as well. Definitely gonna have to have a conversation.
Yeah, whooping.
All right.
Yeah, and as far as the dark-skinned black girls marrying less than light-skinned black girls, I'm still looking at the fact I don't think no black girls getting married. I think marriages is down still. So, but that definitely, like I said, was a good conversation. When we come up on 6:30, family, would y'all, we can either roll on through these shows and then get to the call lines, or do y'all want to take a caller now, or y'all want to go ahead and roll through the rest and then get to the, maybe take the calls in.
I vote roll through the shows and then we get to the call line.
You with that, Roger? I like that idea myself.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can roll on through.
All right. Well, let's keep on rolling. Let's keep on rolling. So, yeah, we'll probably be ready to take some calls about another 15, 20 minutes or so, family. So keep listening because, hopefully y'all are taking some notes, too. Because, write down what your show was, what your favorite show was, what you enjoyed. If you got to make some comments on these, let us know. So, all right, let's move on. We did a show about black people too comfortable with their position in American society. That was a good debate right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
We followed that up with, do you think Jeff Epstein committed suicide? Was he murdered, or is he still alive? And, it came down. They're still investigating that right now. The feds trying to figure out what all went on with that. So that ain't over with.
Yeah.
That's because they know he was murdered.
Yeah.
Right, and they know who did it.
That show with Jay-Z's new NFL partnership and the Blacklash. Yeah, it sure was Blacklash, not us. But Jay-Z's new NFL partnership and the backlash to it. So, as you heard Rigel and Brother Kev talk a little bit about that Jeff Epstein. Y'all can say some more on that, or what y'all think about that black people too comfortable with their position in American society, and also the Jay-Z new NFL partnership and the backlash/blacklash to it.
Right.
Where y'all at with
that? Yeah, as far as black people being too comfortable with the position in American society, I think that still stands to a degree, because we are in America, we are in one of the richest countries in the world, so even our poor is not like third world poor, you know what I'm saying? The projects in America is like a penthouse compared to like a third world country or something, you know what I'm saying? So the levels and perception is different, and I think a lot of times we do get comfortable within this system and just kind of hope that we're not the ones that get victimized as far as, police brutality goes and white supremacy, racism, things like that. We just kind of, sit in our little bubble and hope that, we're not affected by things like that. So I think to a certain degree, that still stands true. But I do think the awareness of black people as a collective is rising. The consciousness of black people, I believe, is on the rise. And, I think we'll see better moves as a collective. Now, of course, they'll try to show, the ratchetness and all the bad things that we do. But I think for the most part, the majority of us are trying to get on code. You know what I'm saying? So with that, and then with the Jay-Z thing, people were saying, wait, let's see what he gonna do. Let's wait. It's a power move. Let's wait. I wouldn't hold your breath on that because ain't nothing transpired since then. They announced the Super Bowl halftime show and some other things that they had going on. He was supposed to be getting the team. Kaepernick had a tryout that they say Jay-Z did that didn't say Jay-Z helped him with that didn't really pan out too well. So, a lot of things been kind of going on, but we still waiting. As far as I'm concerned, I still ain't really seen how that was a power move except for Jay-Z and Roc Nation. That's why I'm at with those.
Yeah, waiting, but we should stop waiting.
Right, exactly.
But right. Also too though, with that, with the first topic that you
black people, black people too comfortable. Black people too comfortable with their position in American society.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime you do something repetitively and you get used to it, you're going to be comfortable. That's what it is. That's what that means. So, of course we are, you know, because we are part of the system. We are part of the system. We're doing all these things. We already know most of the results. Okay, if you follow these instructions, if you get up every morning, go to school, graduate, get a job, you already know. So that puts you already in a state of comfort. So I just wanted to put that out there. So I think of course, you know, I think we are. And to everybody may have different degrees of it, though, you know. Some people may be just a little bit more than others. But for the most part, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we sure are. We definitely are too comfortable. You know, then when we get out, when we get these shootings happen, and you get people that get, black people that get gunned down in the street, you know, then you get people that want to uprise or have too much to say. But then after it smooths over after a couple of days, it's business as usual. You know, trying to get black people out to vote, trying to get black people to go to participate in parent-teachers conferences, and be involved with their schools, with their children's lives, trying to get black people to just move as a whole is damn near difficult. It's like the only way to get black people to move is to do something drastic, you know what I'm saying? Drastic to get them, to get us to move. And it's a shame you got to be like that. We need like a big slapping, a kick in the butt to get us to move. I don't know what else needs to be done to get black people to realize that we need to move in unison to get things accomplished. I mean, they're going to just start mass killing black people, I guess, but that's for another show and another time. With that Kaepernick situation, I mean, the Jay-Z thing, because I watch football, everybody know I'm a big football fan, so when I'm watching the football games, I get the opportunity to see when they show some of these organizations that got kicked off from that partnership, I get the opportunity to see a glimpse of, you know, NFL players investing money in the NFL, putting money into certain programs for children. Some people don't think it's enough. Like I said, something is better than nothing. So I believe that the partnership is just still starting. It's in its beginning stages, and people forget that Jay-Z has been a rider. I mean, Jay-Z has stuck his neck out for the struggle on a couple of different situations. So I'm still riding with him. I'm still optimistic that it's going to work itself out and it's going to be something good for the community overall. So moving forward, we did a show about, oh, my goodness, this is major right here, y'all. This is major. What are your thoughts on the people's reaction to the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Man, that hits home. People losing their minds over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. So that was a good talk. After we did that show, we followed up with, are you still boycotting the NFL? And if so, why? Y'all know I'm not boycotting the NFL. So then we followed that discussion up with, is the black community homophobic? Then I'm going to do one more. We can go back on these four. The one after that was what? The next week we did, what are your thoughts on the Revolt Summit panel discussion? It was a summit that's put on, I believe, by P. Diddy. I believe this one was put on by PD in my life. Revolt Summit panel discussion. So, y'all got any comments on that? On the Revolt Summit panel discussion? The show about, is the black community homophobic? Are you still boycotting the NFL? If so, why? And bam, the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, man. You want to go, Queen Roger?
You can go ahead. You can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, which one do I want to take? I'm gonna just go
Lord
with two.
Lord, that chicken from Popeye. Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that one alone because that was disgraceful. So I'm gonna leave that one alone. As far as the Revolt Summit, you know, they tried to put on an event that was supposed to be, you know, grassroots where they talked about politics and, you know, they had a panel discussion. I think the one we were talking about was the one in Atlanta, and they ended up doing one after that in L.A. But the one in Atlanta consisted of a panel discussion with Killer Mike, T.I., Candace Owens, and a few other people, but those were the three that were probably most engaging. And for those that don't know, Candace Owens is a black woman. She's I guess you would call her like an alt-right member, or, you know, she's a conservative. She's a big Trump supporter. You know, she's down with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and just a lot of alternative right groups. So they brought her in for the discussion, and, you know, they did their best to have a conversation about, you know, black politics and things going on in the black community. You know, so I thought they did what they could do as far as for the mainstream. I thought they could have had some stronger guests on there, like Claude Anderson, or people who are deep in economics, or, you know, Professor James Small, some elders to really come in and lay some game down. I thought they could have did that a little better by bringing in more people. As far as, are black people homophobic, I say no, no, and no. This topic comes up all the time because they push this in the mainstream media that black people are homophobic, which is the biggest lie ever told. I'm telling you, family, they push this lie on us for us to accept it, but that is a lie because we've had homosexual people in our family. We've been dealing with homosexual people at our church and community events at schools, and we don't have a problem with folks. Yeah, we may, you know, they may be laughed at or clowned, or, but there's no homophobia in our community. That's just
totally
part
agree.
Of the culture as far as everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets picked on and joned on or ranked on, whatever you call it. Everybody, you know, that's just part of what we do. But there's no, we
We're
don't
not.
Deny gay
no.
people jobs. We don't deny gay people housing. We don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? So
don't beat them up or anything. And that's what they try to act like.
Yeah,
we're so violent. We don't beat them up. We
don't
threaten
don't
them.
Beat them up.
Any of those things.
Yeah, threaten them. Yeah, any of those things. So that is a big lie, but they promote that.
But,
you know.
Yeah, they promote it because they create. They created a movement that they need to promote to shame others, and because another psychological trick. Another psychological trick to shame them. People want to feel included. So if you create a movement and a wave, they want to be a part of it. You want to feel like you're included. So if you don't really have a strong stance, then it's easy to get caught up in the flow because you not only want to be included, then they're making you trying to shame you into not feeling that way too.
Right.
You know, and you just get caught up in it, and before you know it, the movement gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly. And then if you say, right, then if you say you don't agree with the lifestyle, then you homophobic. Like, how, Sway? Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just take it too far, but I digress.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
Yeah, I was going to just say with that real quick. If you all have time, you can go to Dr. Wesley Muhammad's YouTube page, Dr. Wesley Muhammad. He just did a interesting lecture talking about, you know, the gay and lesbian things that's happening in our community, the reasons happening. So, yeah, check that out if y'all have time, family. Let's see. We're moving into another major show that we had, which was, what are your thoughts on the Amber Geiger trial? The Amber Geiger murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
That was the police officer who shot an unarmed man in his apartment building. So after that, we did the following week. We had, what are your thoughts on the grand opening of Tyler Perry movie studio? Shout out to him. That was a major accomplishment for him. The following week after that, we did, what are the best ways to co-parent when two people don't see eye to eye? Sure, you guys want to comment on one of those.
All right, I'll let you go.
Well, that Amber Geiger situation, I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Tell the people how much you was happy about the sentencing.
I didn't respect it. It wasn't a good one. I didn't think it was good enough. I didn't think it was fair, and I think that was shameful. I didn't appreciate that, and I think it was also, and to compare it with the charge, it's like, oh, come on now. 5 years for going into an innocent person's home while he's minding his own business in his own home, and you get the chance to walk in this man's house and shoot him and get 5 years. Right, killed him. And you managed to get 5 years out of that.
Well, let me make it correct. I want to let the family know. I want to let the family know why you're saying five. We know that he's a sentence of 10, but, you know, we already assume that he's not going to do all that. He's probably only going to do five, if that. So that's why Ryzen is saying 5 years, family.
Right.
Thank you. Yes, that is true. That is exactly why I'm saying 5 years. Because at most, that's all she will get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with me. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, go ahead, brother. Oh, I was just going to say, because she touched on that part about the sentencing. Of course, y'all know the biggest part for me, that bothered me was the judge's behavior. Brother Kev, I'll let you go in on that. The judge's behavior, dealt with Amber, you know, how Botham's brother dealt with Amber. You know, that stole the show for me. I was just dumbfounded with the behavior of the judge. So that was a good show, y'all. You can check that out in the archives.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Kid.
They loved on her.
They loved on her. Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, that trial really, you know, it affected me to my core. And I try to be, you know, I try to step back when I watch, like, news events and stuff and try to just be an observer and try not to get too emotionally drawn in. But with this trial, I was sucked all the way in. I can't help it. Like, I was sucked in. I was up and down. I'm like the trial, because I watched the trial all the way through the whole week, and the behavior of the judge, the bailiff, even Botham John's family was really disturbing. And it kind of left me perplexed. It left me with that, you know, that dent in your forehead when you're straining your eyes, you're trying to figure out what's going on, and you're just looking like, it kind of left me with that feeling, you know what I'm saying? So it was just weird. I'm like, how did all this happen? You know, so I think that was a show where we had the lawyer on it. Was that the show?
Oh yeah,
or
that's correct.
We had the lawyer on, and I regret one thing with that show, because he had said that when Amber Geiger was speaking, or when Botham John's younger brother was speaking, before he went to go hug Amber Geiger, who's a convicted murderer / racist suspect, but before he went to go hug, our guest said that there was not a dry eye in the house. And my regret is, I wish I would have followed up with him, because I needed him to explain, why is everybody crying and weeping because a murderer got sentenced to 10 years, you know, in prison? Like, what is so, like, what is all this sympathy coming from? When this lady had racist tweets, She walked in this man's house and shot him. She was making jokes about Martin Luther King, like this all type of stuff. So I really wanted to know where the, you know, the empathy and sympathy was coming from for this woman. Like, why are you all sitting there crying and weeping? Like, I really wanted to throw up watching it. Like, that was my feeling. It was no tears and nothing. I wanted to grab a bag and throw up, but, you know,
understandable, brother. It definitely made some people sick.
Right.
So, yes, indeed. That was a very emotional time. So, yeah. All right, family. Well, we're going to run through these last couple of shows. We're going to open up to the call line. After that, we did a show entitled, How Do You Feel About Black People in America Claiming / Honoring the American Flag? Then we did a show entitled, What is the Current State of Black Media? In particular, we wanted to discuss that because there was a channel, I think it was a, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a platform that's supposed to be opening up. It's like the black CNN, so to speak. So, yeah, we need to check up on that situation. After that, we did a show entitled, Did God Create Humans or Did Humans Create God? That was a good topic of discussion. And then we followed that up with, what's the relationship between black Americans and black people all over the diaspora?
Right. That was a good one.
Any, mini, mighty, mo, pick a show.
Roger. Now, real quick. Just going to say the American, the show about black people claiming the American flag and the relationship between black American and diaspora, I think those two shows kind of go together, so to speak, because we know that black people in America, we've always struggled with an identity crisis. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning, we've been over here, we've let other people name us, right? Slave, Negro, colored, African-American, black, whatever, whatever. We've let other people name us as a group. But now I think in this time, 2019, is really the only time that I see black people kind of self-identifying themselves when it comes to a name or some type of lineage, or distinguishing ourselves as a distinct lineage and kind of claiming America with that. And then I see on the other side certain people from other groups that may be first generation or, you know, just moved over here, black people, they, you know, feel some type of way. You know, they may feel some type of way about us claiming American, even though we know that our ethnicity goes back to Africa, but which country in Africa, right? Because Africa is a big continent. So which country in Africa does it go back to? And that's some research or digging that, you know, each individual has to do on their own. But, you know, we've always struggled with our identity, you know, in this country since a lot of stuff has been wiped away. So, you know, we're at a point where we're trying to this day, trying to piece, you know, things together and claim a nationality. But I've kind of moved to the point where I do feel like I am an American since, you know, I know my family's been here at least four generations deep. You know what I'm saying? At one point, do I, you know, claim this particular land? Not claiming the policies or the politics or the government or anything like that, but this is the area of the world that I'm in. This is my, you know, geopolitical position, you know, where I'm at. And I have an American culture, so I've kind of progressed on that because I was against everything American, but I can't deny I have American culture. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
that's,
I digress.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. That you made some comments. There's some things I want to say, but I'm sure we'll be going back and forth too long.
Yeah.
We'll save
it. Right.
We'll get to it. Now, me, myself, out of those four, I really did enjoy the Did God Create Humans or Did Humans Create God? I think that opened up our brain our brain cells twerking there. You know, I always enjoy talking about the higher God body. So I enjoyed that show myself. All right, yes, family. Indeed. So we're on to the last couple of shows we did, which was what's the relationship? We did that already. What are your thoughts on the Queen and Slim movie? That was a movie that, you know, that was out recently. It's probably still showing in a few theaters. We had some emotional viewpoints on that movie. Then we discussed how do you feel about Lizzo, the entertainer Lizzo at the Lakers game, exposing herself and twerking. That's the entertainer that went to the basketball game and started twerking with her thong on, exposing her butt cheeks to the world. So after we had that discussion, we talked about what do you think about Trump being impeached by the U.S. Congress. My man Trump, the Don. And we pretty much kind of was in agreement on where we was at on that show, but I'll let y'all go in. Queen and Slim, Roger, I don't know if she might not want to make a comment on it again, but I know she was, she had some harsh things to say, a harsh critique about that show. I enjoyed the movie myself.
It wasn't harsh.
I passed it.
Don't recommend it. That's it. It sends a bad message. Y'all, I don't like the overall message, and it sends a bad message, and that's it.
Now, y'all go back and listen to that show.
That's fair.
And y'all let us know, email us something, just because Roger went in hard. Cause I think he damn near slapped everybody in that movie in the face. She was like, this was garbage. This was trash.
She gave it two thumbs down.
He was not two thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm with her. You know, I really wasn't feeling the movie. However, you know, just as a movie, I would recommend a person to go see it. But I didn't like it. I don't think it was. The ending really just was trash for me. You know, the ending was trash. But, you know. Now, as far as the Trump impeachment, that thing is still going on. You know, we still got a lot more to come as it pertains to that. And I still, as of today, do not think Nancy Pelosi has took those articles of impeachment to the Senate as of yet. So that would be the next step, you know, coming for 2020. But as we said on the show, we don't think that the majority Republican Senate is going to impeach their boy Trump. So it was all for show. It was all for nothing. Trump will be back in 2020, you know, and they'll be trying to find something else to impeach him on. But it'll be, you know, all successful, I'm sure.
On a quick, well, that's all I asked y'all that off. But that was our shows, family. That was our shows for 2019. You know, hopefully y'all enjoyed them as much as we did. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all in 2020.
Yes,
was that all of them?
Line. Does anybody want to comment? That was all of them.
So Kanye didn't say slavery was a choice in 19? I don't know why I thought that happened.
That was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was 18.
Time flying, ain't it?
We having fun.
I'm flying. Yeah. So, what's up, y'all? Y'all want to check with the callers, see what they got to say about 2019?
Yeah. Let's see what's that.
Area code 319-572. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening in, but I guess I'm your only caller tonight. But I called in real late.
No, caller. So, if you don't have any other thing to say.
Well, there was something I wanted to say last week, but I missed y'all calling my number, so I'm going to go ahead now.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys were talking about Oprah. You guys were talking about Oprah last week, right? And you said she's jumping all over the black men, but she ain't jumping over them white guys.
Right.
Doing the same thing. And I wanted to say that she's not messing with them because her name has come up in a couple of those, her name has come up. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So she
go
interview those. She's putting herself in danger.
Yeah, well, the caller speaking on, her name came up in actually with Harvey Weinstein. There was an accuser of Harvey Weinstein who said he assaulted her, but she said that Oprah was one of the people who was kind of delivering her, kind of ushering her to Harvey Weinstein, which we know there's pictures of Oprah and Harvey Weinstein all hugged up and friendly, you know, kikiing and kakiing together. So, you know, people looking at Oprah real funny style these days. And, you know, I think it's only right that she gets called out.
Yeah, I also want to add is she's always been about them white folks anyway. So.
True.
But they from the beginning of her show. Look who she panders to. So,
this
she panders
to
white women.
This is true.
Well, Carly, you make sure you have a vainglorious new year. We appreciate you. When you call in, we appreciate your energy. So, you know, we hats off to you, my brother. Hopefully you enjoy the new year.
Yes, indeed.
I'm planning on to. I'm going to have me a big old bonfire.
Yes, indeed.
Sound like a winner.
Right on, Carlo. We appreciate
you. Take care, brother.
Take care. We appreciate you. All right. Let's hit another call. That sounds like somebody skateboarding in the background. I don't know what's going on. Like they on a ramp, a skateboard ramp, hitting tricks. But yeah, let's.
Roger.
You want to hit the call lines, Roger? Get another one. Did we lose him?
Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
What are you guys talking about?
We know Wasaka?
2019, my brother. 2019. And all these fantastic shows we've done, especially the ones that you know you was involved in, my brother.
You know, I'm going to have to tell you the truth. You talk about Farrakhan. Farrakhan's a racist. And you go by what he has said in the past, right? Then if you apply that same standard to others who have been called racist, well, that's
Brother
what you
P.
have.
Hey, I'm looking forward to talking to you about that in 2020. Is Farrakhan a racist?
Well, Farrakhan has said some racist things. Farrakhan and Malcolm X have said some racist things in their history. I didn't know for sure, Malcolm, because I listened to him. Khaled Muhammad, Harold Moore, he has too.
Khaled didn't play no games.
Well,
Khaled played
with me, I take the position that no black person under this system can be racist. Now, he can be prejudiced, but that's my position. Like I said, I take that position that black people can't be racist because we don't have the power to enforce what we're saying that's racist. Racism, when you put the ism on him, that denotes a system. That denotes you have resources and you have a system in place to actually enforce what
all
you're
right,
saying.
Let me ask you something.
If you don't have
was
that
Imus,
system, then it's not really
was
practical.
Was Imus a racist? Was Imus a racist?
He was a suspected racist, yes.
He was a racist based on what he said when he talked about those college basketball team. He said they were some nappy head hoes. So people claim he was a racist for saying that. Well, when you look at what others have said, you have to apply the same standards to them, too. You can't have it. And you get kids confused.
No, it's not confusing because Imus, I believe, he's classified as white. Therefore,
well, mean
the
nothing.
Only practical race, that does mean a lot because...
No, it does not. I've fired white women before.
Listen. No, you're talking about on an individual level. We're talking about group economics. You cannot affect a large group of white people like Don Imus and his group.
What number do you consider a large group? 10? 1,000? A million?
Yeah, I mean, you...
See, you don't have no answers. You don't have
no
answers.
No,
okay. Okay. All right, let's listen at this. So when blacks start talking about starting their own nation and community, but they still going to work for some white folks, well, all they got to do is fire them or lay them off.
Right.
So how are you going to pay for the nation?
That's my point. We know who holds the power. Exactly. That's my entire point.
I got a question. Now, you can throw this out there. We ain't got to go into it too major. But I do want to know, give me something that Farrakhan said that was racist. What made you say Farrakhan is racist?
Oh, well, you know, most everything when he used the word Jaime, talking about Jewish community. And he had to retract it.
Yeah,
so
that
that's one.
Jesse
he said
election.
That was just one. He said a lot of things before, you know, very early on. He sort of cleaned it up as time has went by, and we know that. I mean, we have to have these conversations and realize that you can't have these double standards because
you got to tell me something that Farrakhan has done to negatively affect a group of white or Jewish people.
Well,
violent
they call
or non-violent.
Jaime Sound themselves.
Yeah, but
they,
who?
They
but who you
term their own self? They call it
right.
Jaime Sound.
Well, that's okay. Well, name me a white person that you consider racist. I mean, just real quick. It shouldn't be hard.
You said Don Imus. You just said Don Imus.
All right, Don Imus haven't done nothing to me. Right.
If you say
so. The same analogy has to apply. As far as the flag is concerned, blacks in America, United States citizens, that's their flag. If you put goods and services on the open seas, your ship is going to have to fly that flag, whatever flag they're going to fly. And what other flag would you feel safe? Because if perpetrators see that flag, they're going to want to leave it alone because they know what the consequences are going to be. You put a red, black, and green flag on a ship, they're going to blow it out of the water. Hey, what the heck is this? Think.
Right. He's like, think.
Think.
Yes, indeed. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. That is true.
Yeah. Here's another thing. You, blacks killing each other in this country. Well, that could be pre-slave syndrome, right? It could be in their DNA. No, post is after. We're talking about
right,
pre-slave syndrome. Because on the continent of Africa, the reason why you had Senegal selling slaves to Ghana for gold. You had Nigeria selling slaves to Ghana for gold. You had people being caught up in mayhem, including wars, killings, stealings. So maybe that's in their DNA. They were fighting each other, right? They had to be fighting each other because how are you going to have a war against yourself? Think now. We're going to do some thinking here.
Right.
So,
think. So all those countries you just named, I believe have been
colonized.
I just
named two.
So.
Three. No, this was before they even seen a white person. It wasn't. And so here's another thing when people say colonize. The whole country was not colonized. They set up, you had merchants that set up shop in your coastal cities. People that was doing activities, let's say agriculture. They brought goods down and the merchants bought them. Well, if you didn't get a good deal or you thought you wasn't treated right, well, next month you ain't going to bring them nothing. So what they going to do? Go into the interior looking for you? So what they call colonized is not the whole country. It was just they were set up in the coastal cities as a depot. People were just like the cave, just like the dungeons in the Cape Coast. Merchants and others brought goods there and sold them, which included people. Now, if you had people over there that were warring against each other and caused all kind of mayhem, well, and then they got caught, captured, had to pay restitution, which could have meant death, because when you caught captives back then engaged in war, you killed them. You know why? You sure didn't let them go. I want you to think about this. Why would you let them go and they come back next month? When you catch a mouse in a trap, do you let him go?
No.
Worst off, a rat. Do you let him go? Heck no.
Right.
You get rid of them. So those that was gotten rid of without being killed, actually they fared out pretty good. But the behavior that they was expressing could still be genetically passed down, and thus you see the activities and the actions and the behavior of some of these individuals in these areas. Why come you and Mustafa ain't out there shooting at people? It ain't your DNA to do it.
I ain't finna put myself out here on the radio.
Yeah. I heard the shots come when I drove by your house. I ducked anyway. But if it can apply
yes,
to
indeed.
Other things, if that syndrome can apply to other things, well, should not it apply to that too? In some ways, it works out well. It applies.
Yeah.
So there's a...
Yeah.
What else did y'all talk about?
Where you at on polygamy? Where are you standing on polygamy?
It's very simple. No one woman can bear as many babies as one man can make. So if you if you're going to progenate and keep a society going, and this is from the beginning of time, men had to make babies, had to do what they had to do. Because some women couldn't have children, right? You marry a woman that can't have children, what happens there?
It's a dead family. It's an end road.
Absolutely right.
Dead end road.
I'm down here in Louisiana, and I see these Mexicans walking around with triple-deck baby carriages, two on each level, six pushing them around.
They like rabbits.
They got something for you black folks.
I would say something about it.
That's why I come. You want to control your borders. I tell you another reason why you want to control your borders.
Where we at with the wall too? Where we at with the wall?
They still building
progress on the wall,
brother. But they still building. Now let me say this too, Kevin. Because of racism and all that other stuff, blacks have a hard time getting home mortgages. But they will let them buy brand new cars. Well, simply because they can come out and repossess the car. But they do have a hard time getting home mortgages, right? We agree to that.
Right.
But then ask yourself this question. Why is it that undocumented, and we know what the word undocumented means. It's a sanitized word for illegal aliens.
Illegal. Right.
How is it that they're using... their ITIN number to get home mortgages. And Google, it's out there.
Right. I mean, my guess is it's the Democrats that get the Democrats actually have been caving for the immigrants.
Absolutely. What number are we talking about? We're talking about $1 billion worth of mortgages. Read the article. Citibank, give them mortgages. Then they give them a credit card. And I said before.
They're giving them driver's license in California, too.
Yeah. Have you ever closed on a house before? Your first home? Well, let's put it like this. Mustafa, you graduated from Soldan High School. Beaumont High School. When you graduated, you bought a house. And you closed on that house, and you got the paperwork. Okay. Well, in order for you to do your civic duties, you took that paperwork down to the election commission and you use it to show proof of residence in the city of St. Louis so that you can get on the voter's roll. And also in a certain ward. Your address puts you in a certain ward. Okay, now you can vote. But guess what? You illegal. The I-10 number is for immigrants who cannot get Social Security cards. Why? Because they're illegal.
Yes.
Internal Revenue Good Service use that to track their income. Here's another question for you. Why in the hell is illegals working?
Well, I tell you what, brother. This is what we're going to do. First off, let me tell you as well, Happy New Year to you, my brother. And it's always a pleasure you calling in and enlightening us. We appreciate that. And definitely, I want to tell you thank you for tagging us in those stories on Facebook. A lot of times,
yeah,
man,
thank
I get
you,
smile, but trust me. But trust
thank,
me,
thank.
I definitely be checking them out, brother. So we appreciate you. And
all right, I'll let y'all get on
to
the rest of the show.
Tomorrow,
but check that out, that
yeah,
I-10. Yeah, I'll talk to you. Listening.
All right. Take care, you. Brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. That's Bianchi, another one of our illustrious alumni that called in. He always got some info for us. He called in. I like Bianchi because he called in and tried to engage us and get us going. You know, like he started off with Mufasa just now talking about Farrakhan. I know. You know, so he calls in and gets our brain cells twerking
you know, the hair went up on the back of my neck, made the hair stand on the back of my neck.
Yeah, gets us going. Right, right. So, you know, we appreciate the brother for that. He also dropped some good information as well. So, you know, we appreciate the brother for that. Y'all want to try to get one more call and see what we can do to wrap up the last Sunday, last show of 2019.
Area code 314-397. Caller, do you have a question? You're on with Flex Mind Radio.
Oh, I hear echo.
Yeah,
area code 314. Yeah, area code 314. We'll get back to you, caller. Let's go to 314-605. Caller, do you have a question or a comment? You're on with Collective Minds Radio. 314-605.
Okay. Maybe they just listen.
314-833. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment.
Okay.
Listen to the guy. It just got off and said that Farrakhan was prejudiced. I don't really agree with that. Way back,
me neither,
that he was prejudiced because he has said some things, but why is
he
prejudiced?
Used the word racist. Used the words racist. He went even harder.
Right.
He said racist.
Yeah, he said racist.
Prejudice. They have disliked us from the beginning of times, okay? So I don't think, that's my opinion as far as, but I'm saying, I don't think Farrakhan would be prejudiced. This didn't start from us. So if somebody is being treated all the time because of the color of your skin, which is ignorant and crazy, then he have a right to have his, you know, you'll get tired of things. So he have a right. So I really don't agree with him saying that. And I know Farrakhan has said some things back in the day because I didn't agree with a lot of things. But what made him say didn't just come out the, you know, like people teach their children at an early age not to like color folks, you know, they look at you like you're a ghost or something, or you some kind of alien, and they looking at you. Somebody have told these children something. They come here innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really agree with him. I don't know if he meant that he's racist now that he's saying, I don't know if he's saying that that's what he is now, but I know back in the day, you know, he have said some things that I might not have agreed with, but I what got him point.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And
that's
what his heart is.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kyle, because any black...
We didn't start it.
Right. No, that's exactly right, because that's another one of the reasons why I don't think black people can be racist. We can say some things, we can call white people names, all that, but I still don't think we can be racist. And another one of those reasons is what the caller just said, because, number one, we're just reacting to how we've been treated in this system. Any black person that says they don't like white people or whatever they want to say that they want to call racist, they are only reacting to how they've been treated in this system.
Exactly.
Like she said, we're not the ones who started this. We've never had a problem with them like that. We've always been welcoming and let people in our community. We judge people how they are. If you cool, you cool. Come on in. We got you. But that type of love and humanism, that's not reciprocated to us. You
and
get what I'm
like,
saying? So we're
just
reacting to, yeah.
And it's still going on to this day. You know, I went into the store just last week to get something from the store. It was a young white girl and a young white guy in the store. They both looked at me, okay? They went their separate ways. And I'm standing up there, okay? Here comes this white guy comes in. Then the white girl comes, may I help you? I say, really? You really? I've been sitting here for 3 to 4 minutes, and you got up waiting on him, and she looking at me crazy. So here comes another young lady out. Oh, I'm sorry, I wait on you. And I told her, I said, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm coming to spend my money, and you treat me like I'm not a citizen, like I'm not a person. And this man comes in here and you wait. She said, oh, no. She started trying to tell me, oh, no, I'm not prejudiced, ma'am. I promise you I'm not. Neither is my sister. That's my blood sister. Really? I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I say, because if I come in the store, I'm a human. I might not look like you. I might look like a monkey, a gorilla, or whatever. I bleed like you. And we got the nose, we got the eyes, you just a different color. But you gonna treat me like I'm not here, I'm invisible. I don't have to look like you for you to wait on me and for me to spend my money. So if this stuff is still going on today. And like I told her, I gotta look like I gotta fight for my rights. And she constantly, I promise you, I'm sorry, ma'am, it wasn't like that. I'm sorry. I apologize. Why you apologize? You ain't did nothing. Those two right there should be coming up here. Apologize. Not you. Well, that's my sister. I promise you she's not prejudiced. Really?
Yeah.
Mm, right.
Well, I tell you. Well, I'm going to tell
yeah.
you. Carla, don't let them evils get to you for 2020. We coming into the new
right.
year. And
right.
all
yes,
the type
indeed.
Of foolishness. You know, we're going to put an end to that. Eventually, we're going to try to smother out all that evilness with love in 2020. Or we're just going to get away from it.
Yes,
we're going to separate.
Right.
So happy
right.
New Year to you as well, Carla.
Austin sound like about them James brothers.
Except for Bob and James, brother didn't say separate. I said we're going to kill them with love or we're going to separate.
It's no need. I was just being silly.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, Carla. Right on, Carla.
Man,
we appreciate you.
Yeah, let me wipe this wine off my shirt that Roger threw on me. Threw this wine off my shirt.
So, yeah, family, it's been a great show. It's been a great year. We down to the last 5 minutes here real quick. I do want to put this out, and then I'm going to let y'all close it up. You know, I feel like, you know, we are moving into, if I can get on my cosmic care for a minute, the earth is moving into different frequencies and different vibrations, right? So we know that the earth travels around the sun. But some people may not know that the sun is also traveling around the galaxy, right? The sun is traveling around the galaxy around a center sun. So as the sun travels, it pulls the earth along with it. So I'm saying all that to say, as the earth travels, we move into different locations, which in turn creates different vibrations and frequencies of the earth. It's just like if you travel from, you know, the vibration and frequency is different from L.A. versus New York. You know, the vibe is different from St. Louis versus Miami or whatever, or the United States versus Europe, whatever. Like, all those vibrations are different. So as we travel throughout the galaxy, the Earth also, when it gets in these new locations, changes its vibrations and its frequencies. That's how the ancients was able to predict the age of when people would becoming more conscious, people would becoming more aware, because they, you know, mapped this stuff out that, okay, at this point, we'll be at this point in the galaxy, and it's going to affect our frequency differently, right? So, you know, coming for the next decade, 20 years, we're going to see different things happen that we've never seen before. You feel me? Mark my words. We're going to see things that we've never seen come into fruition that's going to be mind-blowing, but then after a while, it'll just be, you know, regular stuff. But that's where we're heading into, I believe. The earth is changing its frequency. I believe the vibration is rising of the planet. People are becoming more aware. We have technology and knowledge right at our fingertips. So it's going to be a beautiful thing, right? So, you know, as we move into 2020, you know, I just want to wish everybody, you know, prosperity, health, love, and light as we move into this next millennium, y'all. I'm Cosmic Kev. It's been real.
I say, my brother.
Yes, indeed.
And as far as your brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra, I'm saying the same thing. Happy New Year, y'all. Thanks for, you know, for following us. And I'm going to try to do my best just going into 2020, because I've been promising this for a while. I'm going to try to do my best to start doing a couple of Instagram lives and Facebook lives on different situations. So, and posting some things on YouTube. Bert, you know, I'm trying to do better for 2020. So I look forward to building better relationships with the Collective Minds family. So, because I enjoy the content and I enjoy y'all getting my brain cells twerking. So, with that, Happy New Year. See you in 2020, family.
Twerk, twerk.
I know. Twerk, twerk. Yes, yes. So, once again, we are coming to the wrap-up part of the show. And I would like to thank everybody. And also remind everybody that this is a blessing to be here. A lot of folks not going to walk into 2020. So it's a blessing to have made it this far. So
that's right.
Please be thankful. Please be thankful. But with that being said, tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any show topics or ideas, again, you can always email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Continue to follow us. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. Hope everything be prosperous for everybody. Peace.
Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Okay.